On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Hancock and Kelly. We go now to the celebrity guest line where we're joined by Tim Smith. He's the owner of Patriot Commercial and Cleaning. He's also a U.S. Army veteran. Mr. Smith, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really good this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to come on your radio show.
Patriot Commercial Cleaning, tell us what it is that you do.
So I'm an Army Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran. And what I try to do is hire a lot of veterans and family members of veterans to clean commercial office space, schools. We do a lot of schools like Koryasu High School, Incarnate Word, St. Louis Gives, News Channel 5. Basically, 30,000 square feet or more we clean Monday through Friday. And it's just great working with a lot of the vets and the family members of vets. And my wife, Terry, helps me with the business, pretty much helps me run it. It's my son, Timmy Jr.
Well, that's great.
And Tyler will help, and it's great.
Yeah.
And you've recently released a book called Patriot's American Dream. You served in Iraq. You were exposed to the burn pits there. You've been dealing with the effects of that. Tell me about this book.
Yeah, so Patriot's American Dream, I actually started writing in 2016. I found out because of my exposure to when I was in Iraq in 2004, they diagnosed me in 2016 with basically lung cancer. So they had to take out 25% of my right lung. Then I had to do four rounds of chemo. Then it came back again in 2019. Then I used a medication called Tagrisso, beat it again. Then it came back again in 2022, did radiation, beat it again. Then it came back in 2024. I just got done doing about nine rounds of chemo. I don't think I'm going to be as fortunate this time. I would have to stay on chemo the rest of my life, basically. So I was like, well, let's just go from there and just trying to live the rest of my time happy and just chilling out with the family and enjoying it around the holidays.
And the book was, I mean, what a story of resilience and perseverance through all of those things. And in the midst of all of those things, you start a business. And you've got your wife and Tim Jr. That are very involved in the business. Can people get it? The book is very inspirational. How can people find it? Is it everywhere?
Yeah, they can go to my Facebook page at Timothy Smith and look for a Patriot's American Dream. There's the Facebook page there. They can order it online. Also, it was with a St. Louis publisher publishing concepts off of Scanlon that they could find it on. They did a great job. Dan Kern was my publisher along with Joe, and they ended up turning this book out in about a month, which is pretty amazing. I was so happy, and they've done a great job, I think.
You enlisted in the military. You got sent to Iraq. I would imagine you lost a lot of your fellow warriors while you were there. Tell me about that experience going to Iraq in the early 2000s.
Yeah, so I was over there in the early April, around April 28th, 2004, I was over there. Me and my buddy Doc Garland went out the day before. We were getting ready to go to Fob St. Michael and Mamadia, which basically the Battle of Fallujah is going on there. We were buying, Doc Darling was buying some, basically one of the little phones to talk to his daughters. The next day, April 29th, Doc Darling and a total of eight of my buddies got killed in action by a VBIED. It was tough to deal with. You're with them the one day, the next day you're gone, and you really don't get a time to grieve when you're over there, because the mission comes first, and you pretty much boot up the next day and go to work, and you're there for your buddies.
Yeah, I don't think people, you know, we celebrate Veterans Day, Memorial Day, but I don't think people really appreciate the profound sacrifice that our service men and women provide to this country. You've lived it. You were there. You've suffered the consequences of it. And just as we enter into this holiday season, Tim, I want to thank you profoundly for your service to your country, to your community, and wish you and your family the merriest of Christmas seasons. If folks want to hire Patriot Cleaning Services, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, they could call my wife, Terry, at 314-456-2792. And then 5 years ago, we actually started a roofing company called Patriot Industries, where we do flat roofs and shingle roofs, same number. And I just want to say thank you to all the St. Louis people are great. St. Louis is a great place to live. Lived here pretty much my whole life besides this time I was in the military, and absolutely love it. I think it's a great place to raise a family, and hopefully it just keeps going in that direction. Hopefully we can come together and hopefully get some vets employed and go from there.
He is retired Sergeant Tim Smith. The book is A Patriot's American Dream. We highly recommend you get it. Merry Christmas to you, Tim, and your family.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.